Good morning to everyone. Howdy. Well, I greet you on this great day of Saint Joseph, the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the putative father of Jesus Christ. We've been preparing for this feast since about 7 weeks ago with the seven Sundays of Saint Joseph, and we have tried to look up to him, learn from him, and to imitate him, because he pleased God so much with his generosity and forgetting himself. Imagine, he was a wonderful, skillful artisan. And when God revealed to him his vocation, which he felt so unworthy to take up, he immediately went to do what God wanted him to do, which was to be the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary, although the baby in her womb was not his. He was to exercise the prerogatives and office of dad in the Holy Family, to take care of Mary and Jesus, and to support them with his profession, which was artisanship. He was superb with his hands. He could practically create anything with materials of all kinds and sorts, wood, metal, stone, etc. Today we read from the second book of Samuel in the first reading of the Mass, and it tells us on this day of Saint Joseph how Jesus was going to come from Israel. His blood would come from the house of David, and that means the family of David. The word of the Lord came to Nathan. So Nathan was God's prophet who spoke for him to David and to whoever God sent him to speak to. Go and tell my servant David, thus the Lord speaks. When your days are ended and you are laid to rest with your ancestors, I will preserve the offspring of your body after you and make his sovereignty secure. Perhaps we would instantly or immediately think of this house of David to be similar to the house of Bourbon or the house of the kings of England and so forth. Well, that would also be implied with this sentence of second book of Samuel. But at the same time, this house of David was to indicate to us that the descendants of David, one of them would be the Savior, would be the Messiah. That this building or this house that David wanted to construct for the Ark of the Covenant, for this center of God's presence in Israel, was not going to be. It was God who was going to house that Ark of the Covenant using the house of David, his lineage, and that would lead up to the Messiah himself. And we continue reading, I will preserve the offspring of your body after you and make his sovereignty secure. That was part of the angel's words, Angel Gabriel, his words to the Blessed Virgin Mary, describing the son that she would carry. And if and when she says yes, happily she agreed with the plan of God, accepting it wholeheartedly and generously, and thus the word became flesh. The sovereignty was secure. It is he who shall build the house for my name, and I will make his royal throne secure forever. That's what the Messiah does and will do. And we are all offspring of his messiahship, of his divinity, because we have been made children of God. Children of God because Jesus had paid the price with his life, with his blood on the cross, which we will see quite shortly, practically next week, during Holy Week. And we will see this in a very special way. But let us not forget that this is not only for Holy Week and once a year. In fact, every day we pray the rosary and meditate on its mysteries. It's practically a summary of salvation history. And we will remember in the other, well, in the mysteries of the sorrowful ones, this specific exercise of Jesus. He's living out his Paschal Triduum, his Paschal mystery. He's suffering, he's dying, he's being buried, he's resurrecting, his ascension into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. The whole project he undertook. I will be a father to him and he a son to me. Your house and your sovereignty will always stand secure before me, and your throne be established forever. So this on this feast of Saint Joseph, we have this reading which links Jesus to the promises that God had made to the Israelites, which we had just read, that he will be a son, he will be a son to him, and he is his father. That means that that son would be divine, because what offspring will come from a divine? Well, also a divine. So God the Father and God the Son. And that in response or in view of the prophecies that God gave David, in the second book of Samuel, these are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. David had established his house, his physical house, and he wanted to build God a temple, a house for him. Nathan, if you recall some weeks ago, we read that Nathan was asked by God to transmit to David that he would not be the one to establish a house or to build a house. He himself, God himself, will build that house for himself. And that house would endure forever. This line of David's descendants will lead up to Jesus. Jesus, who is the house of God. He is the temple. He is God himself. So let us accord to him what is proper to the divine. Jesus Christ is our way to heaven because he is also human. And being human, he is connected with the divine. That's why it's most important for us, crucial for us, to pass that route of going through Jesus, through his humanity, imitating his humanity, that we will reach the divine. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!